This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1460. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 13th, Chinese and Cuban jamming, what should USA do? 40-meter broadcasters, English from India, Oman, Saudi Arabia, Syria, jazz from Russia, specials from Norway, Sweden, UK, VOA eliminating languages, high power at night from low power AM stations, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, first news of two excellent publications. On May 11th, the World Radio TV Handbook published its update for the A09 season now underway. Unlike the annual book published only on paper, the update is published only online. It's in PDF format and it is available to anyone, whether or not you've bought the book. But I think in gratitude, you ought to make a point of buying the book each November or so. In any event, the new update, running over 100 pages, covers the international section only, with all the latest schedules in all languages and in several formats. You can reach it at www.wrth.com. As I said, this covers international broadcasting, not the domestic section, but there's a separate publication which has also come out recently, the Domestic Broadcasting Survey, compiled by Anker Petersen for the Danish Shortwave Clubs International. This is quite a different format. It's aimed at the DXer, basically frequency lists showing the latest information about scheduling and identification of stations broadcasting domestically on shortwave. This used to be on the tropical bands only, but it's been expanded to include domestic broadcasting on all the shortwave bands. It is available for purchase, and all the details about how to order are at www.dswci.org. Look for info on the DBS edition 11. And once you have purchased it, you're entitled to monthly online updates as well. Via Dario Monferini, news from Pedro Monino in the Balearic Islands. As of May 12th, that one of the major medium wave signals from North Africa is off the air. Algeria on 891 kHz. At least he's no longer hearing it during the night hours from 1800 until 0600 UT. Instead, he hears a 10 kilowatt transmitter in Portugal, while the Algerian one was rated at 300 kilowatts at night. And I might add, was often audible in North America, if nothing more than a heterodyne on WLS. According to the medium wave guide of Hermann Bühl, there are a number of other stations one might hear instead, especially in the European area, with Algeria missing on 891 kHz, Azerbaijan, Ethiopia, Holland, Iran, Lesotho, Nigeria, Portugal, as we said, Russia, or Turkey. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan brings us news of yet another exotic Chinese shortwave station you may never have heard of. According to Chinese DXer Zhang Shufeng, Shandong Shidao Maritime Meteorological Station has regular broadcasts in Chinese on 6750 upper sideband at midnight 20 and 0920 UT, with weather information for the Bohai Strait and the Yellow Sea. It's intended to propagate as far as a sesquimegameter. When warnings are issued, it transmits at any time. Takahito says he's been able to hear the transmission of only 3 minutes at 0920 UT on 6750. DX Mix News Bulgaria provides a list of registered replacement frequencies of China National Radio moving out of 7100 to 7200 kilohertz. These all happen to be in the periphery of China, areas conquered by Chaicom imperialism, Inner Mongolia, Xinjiang or Tibet, and East Turkestan. I'll mention the old and then the new frequency first from Urumqi, Xinjiang, 7155 to 7260. 7120 to 7295. 7195 to 7205. From Nemengu, Inner Mongolia, that is Huahot, from 7165 to 7420. 7210, even though it's not in the vacated part of the band, moving to 6040. And from Lhasa, Tibet, 7170 to 7450, 7125 to 7255. However, as of May 7th, Robin Harwood in Tasmania found that 7165, 7170, and 7125 were still in use. So it may take a while for all of these to get changed. Because Taiwan has remained on 7130 and 7185, so has mainland jamming, pretending to be legitimate broadcasts, as noted by Ron Howard in California, and also by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal. Chaicom jamming seems to be increasing, and on some frequencies, both types are heard at once, that is, Firedrake musical jamming and CNR1 program echo jamming, such as 15130, noted around 0400 by Ron Howard in California. Keith Perron in Taiwan says if there was already not enough jamming from Firedrake and domestic broadcasters, it's about to jump up. This is the 20th anniversary of June 4th. On the morning of May 12th, when I tuned on my shortwave radio, there was jamming almost everywhere from 5,500 to 6,200 kilohertz. When I checked the rest of the dial, it was insane. He also explains in DX Listening Digest that normally China Radio International has a live broadcast of its first program of the day at 2,300 UT, but not anymore. Not until we get past that terrible anniversary. He says the program starts to be compiled about 2100 UT, vetted by sensors and pre-recorded before it finally goes on the air at 2300. Besides Taiwan, some other major targets of Chaicom jamming are the Voice of America, Radio Free Asia, and the BBC. What should the U.S. do about all this jamming of our broadcasts? Perhaps it's time for the IBB to make a more aggressive response. This is a World of Radio editorial, not necessarily reflecting the views of the U.S. government, although it should. The more aggressive response could be jumping frequencies up to 5 or 10 kilohertz up or down without notice, if this can be done without affecting other stations. As it is, all IBB frequency usage and changes are immediately known to the enemy through HFCC, making it a piece of cake to keep them blocked. Or, and, use spare IBB transmitter capacity to jam CRI broadcasts, all the while making it clear that this is nothing but retaliation and not a U.S. policy against China's, freedom of speech. And then there's Cuba, which also jams U.S. broadcasts. Via Alokesh Gupta, we have the fiscal year 2010 budget request for U.S. international broadcasting summarized in a press release from BBG. It says, the request proposes a transition of TV Marti's two 30-minute newscasts to news updates on the half hour, and conversion of Radio Marti to a 24/7 news and information format. No more entertainment, no more baseball or opinion to attract listeners. Perhaps that's viewed as a compromise between changing them and just simply abolishing the Martis. There had been rumors a few months ago that TV Marti might be abolished, but Radio Marti continued. Besides the jamming, often against nothing, it's always fun to track the mixing products from Cuba as they come and go. I found another one on 11520, May 7th at 1348. That's a leapfrog of 12,000 over 11760, another 240 kilohertz lower. Singapore 11520 because it also has a spur coming off the 11530 WEWN transmitter. A month ago, Radio Havana Cuba suddenly moved from 15370 to 13780 for the Spanish broadcast to North America between 13 and 15 UT. Both frequencies very strong here. However, on May 12th, I found they had gone back without notice to 15370, although they were still announcing 13780. So it remains to be seen whether that's a mistake or a permanent change. If they stay away from 13780, that also eliminates more mixing products, as I mentioned, on 13880 and 13580, which interfered with Prague. KimAndrewElliott.com quoted RFI and AFP on May 7th that four of Radio France International's five trade unions were calling on all employees to walk off the job Tuesday, May 12th, demanding scrapping a management plan which would see the network lose nearly a quarter of its workforce. Six foreign language services were to be shut down according to the plan, and four others moved entirely online. Mike Cooper in Georgia follows up. RFI did begin a strike. UT Monday, the 11th at 2300, that was 1 a.m. in Paris on the 12th, when their half-hour newscast lasted only 10 minutes, explaining it was due to a work stoppage. However, Mike says the strike may not be indefinite, thanks to a ruling by an appeals court blocking management plans to cut 206 positions, including 106 journalists, from RFI's staff of 1,000. Unions have complained about the way RFI has been placed in an organization with television channels, France 24 and TV5. A newscast at 17 UT May 12th said the strike would continue for at least another 24 hours. Earlier this year, we were sometimes hearing unscheduled English broadcasts from All India Radio's national channel on 9425 after the news at 1430, lasting until 1500. That's not coming in so well anymore here, but Ron Howard in California has been monitoring, and he says this English program seems to be regularly heard on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. In the Harmonix Yahoo group, Tim Bucknell forwards an item from the VK Logger DX cluster, reported by JE7IDA in Japan, the fifth harmonic of Voice of Korea, May 8th at 0722 on 48250 kHz. That's 5 times 9650, actually 7 hertz higher. Since it's heard in Japan, it's probably by sporadic E. It's rather inconvenient. That frequency happens to be also used as video for channel E2 in much of Europe, Asia, and Africa, which is probably why it was noticed. North Korea is holding on to the 40-meter band as well. Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal, monitoring on 9 May, found the 1800 French broadcast still on 7100, as well as the 2100 Mandarin broadcast on 7180. Julian Santiago in the Federal District got another message from the engineer of Raza Merida in Yucatan saying that their shortwave broadcasts had been resumed on 6105. He apologized for the interruptions and hoped they would manage to stay on continually from now on. He also said that they are carrying the Maya station from their medium wave network at 810 kHz in the mornings, but in the evenings, it's once again Candela on AM and FM, rather than relaying the Mexico City station on 620. The trouble is, Julian Santiago and several DXers in the U.S. have been unable to hear any trace of Merida reactivated on 6105. But you might want to keep trying, at least between 11 and 05 UT, except on UT Sundays. The clearest hour appears to be on that frequency between 02 and 03. Stephen Wiseblood at the southern tip of Texas says when Merida is on the air, he can hear it in the daytime, and he has not been hearing it. via shortwave, satellite, FM, AM, and Internet. This is World of Radio 1460. Check our website for much more info, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests via worldofradio.com. Your contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Our thanks for financial support from Anonymous, sent via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Alokesh Gupta forwards an item from F1TAY in the DRMRX forum that Littoral AM, which is a regional station in Brittany, France, will be carrying out a DRM test Monday, May 18th via Norway on this schedule. 07 to 08 UT on 9610, 12 to 13 on 12075, and 15 to 16 on 9920, using 35 kilowatts from the Kvitsui site, and of course, extending plus and minus 5 kilohertz to occupy a full 10 kilohertz bandwidth, always the case with DRM. It's been many months since I've been able to hear any trace of the English Hour from Radio Sultanate of Oman, 15140 at 14 UT, but I guess it must just be bad propagation because it is still being reported from closer to the Middle East. In BDXC UK, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria was hearing it in April on the 17th at 1400. They have news on the half hour at 1430. Scott Caldwell in Cheshire also heard it on April 10th. Both of those Fridays. Could that be a pattern? No, here are more reports of it from Japan on a Thursday and a Wednesday from Koji Hashimoto in Japan Premium, April 30th and May 6th. So keep trying, you might eventually pull in Oman on 15140. Of course, it's easy to hear the BBC relay in Oman, but without any genuine Omani programming. Aslam Javaid in Lahore, Pakistan, keeps tuning in and reviewing his country's external service, Radio Pakistan. Here's one of his items for DX Listening Digest. Owing to some problem in their external service studios, whenever background music is played during announcements, it suppresses the audio and one is unable to know what is being announced. Most of the background music and signature tunes selected for various segments are very unpleasant and annoying. But the most horrible piece of music is Radio Pakistan's interval signal, which can be used to frighten children. There is need to record it on the latest equipment and make it soft and subtle, as was done recently for their national anthem. La Voz de las Huarincas, Huancabamba, Peru, a couple of reports of it varying below 5060 from Bob Wilkner in Florida. It was on 5059.43, May 9th from midnight to midnight 58, and May 10th from 1025 to fade at 1055, when it was mentioning Jaén and the University of San Marcos. He also heard it on 5059.16, May 9th at midnight 30 to midnight 58. VOA and Radio Japan aren't the only shortwave stations with regular jazz programs. Voice of Russia has one, too, just called The Jazz Show. I ran across it one evening, so I looked up all the times and their schedule grid for it. And here they come, up to you to find the frequencies. Wednesday at 13:30, 19:30, 22:30. Thursday 6:30 and 11:30. Friday 2:30, 8:30, 20:30 and 22:30. Sunday at 16:30, Monday at 10:30, 16:30, and one more on Wednesday at 06:30. We have a link to VOR's program grid in DX Listening Digest 9039. Chris Lewis in England reports Saudi Arabia's English broadcast. Hear the last few minutes of it at 07:53 on 17785. That's because they actually start in French at 0800, but sometimes turn on the transmitter a few minutes early. In other words, it's an accidental English broadcast. As a guest on the shortwave stations which carry us, some World Radio broadcasts are always subject to cancellation. And that's what has happened to the Friday 2030 UT airing via IRRS on 7290. No longer on their schedule in May. In fact, they're no longer on the shortwave transmitter at all after 2000 UT. There were, however, some good reports of it from members of the British Steel Club in England during April. Reception was fine. We are still on the IRRS schedule, Saturdays at 0800 on 9510. So it would behoove listeners who appreciate that broadcast to be sure that IRRS knows that. We continue to see many reports of Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation, or Radio Happy Isles, on 9541.50, or varying up to 0.55. It's apparently on the air 24 hours, which means when you may hear it in your part of the world will depend on propagation and interference, or rather lack of interference. It's been reported by Ron Howard in California, Dave Vaco in Pennsylvania, Walt Somenev in Victoria, B.C., Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, Chuck Boland in Florida, Koji Hashimoto in Japan, and yours truly in Oklahoma. If you hear it during their local evening before 1200 or so, you may hear their own programming, but when I usually hear it around 1330, they're relaying the BBC. Actually, my latest report on May 9th was at 1240 when they were almost matching BBC Singapore 9740. Reminder of another exotic station which is being widely reported, although unfortunately not from North America, Radio Hargeisa in Somaliland. It was heard in South America. Jorge Freitas in Bahia reports it on 7145, May 11th at 1850, until closing at 1859. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal as well, May 9th from 1736 to 1804, including some folk songs and talk in Somali. It's actually easier to hear a number of target or clandestine broadcasts into Somalia, such as IRIN Radio. DX Mixed News Bulgaria says its schedule is daily except Fridays, 1730 to 1800 on new 9840 via the UAE. Although, as we've previously reported, SRTC Omdurman Sudan signs on around 0239 on 7200. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania found that on UT Sunday, May 10th. It did not come on until 0320 UT. I don't know if that's a regular Sunday feature or not, but it signs off around 0432. Via Andrea Bonino, bclnews.it, news of some more VLF transmissions planned from SAQ in Sweden on 17.2 kilohertz. Running CW Tuesday, May 19th at 0700 and 0730. And on Sunday, May 24th at 1055. However, no reports are required and no QSLs will be given for those. They will be QSLing their following broadcast, June 28th. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Harold Frojan, Michigan, reports Damascus Radio Syria on 12085, May 7th, cutting off their English broadcast at 2158 and coming back on at 2200 in Spanish. He did not hear anything on their other frequency, 9330. However, in Spain, Juan Franco Crespo reports he did hear 9330 in Spanish, presumably at 2200. Following up the earlier item about Chinese stations slow to move out of the 40-meter band, Ola Om in Sweden says that as of May 8th at 0100 UT, Tibet had moved to the new frequencies of 7255 and 7450. Jai Sakchivel in Chennai, India, reports that due to the Sri Lankan crisis and the Indian election, BBC's Tamil service has started a special morning broadcast from May 11th to 20th at 0130 to 145 on 15285 and 17515. We also note that since being banned from FM in Rwanda, BBC has started shortwave services in Kinyarwanda and Kirundi at 18:30 to 19 on 5905 from Oman, 9590 and 11865 via Cyprus. From that BBG press release I mentioned earlier via Alakesh Gupta, the fiscal 2010 budget request for U.S. international broadcasting calls for an increase of 3.9% from 2009 levels. However, that doesn't mean everything will increase. They still plan to cancel three languages, Croatian, Greek, and Hindi. This week we have logs of three U.S. AM stations heard at night with such strength that they could not possibly be running their authorized nighttime power, but instead probably running their daytime facilities. At least that's what the monitors conclude. Dean Wayman in Nebraska reports to ABDX. KHPP 1160 in Waukon, Iowa at 9 p.m. Central Time, May 7th, supposedly only 26 watts instead of 880 watts daytime power. Neil Kazaros in Illinois says, to the best of my knowledge, they have never switched to night power. In AM-FM TVDX, Joe Fella in New Jersey reports WKNV Fairlawn, Virginia, 890 kilohertz with Southern gospel music, heard quite well despite IBOC from WCBS in nearby New York on 880. It's supposedly a daytime-only station with 10 kilowatts. I see they're also directional northeast-southwest, which only enhances their signal in his direction. And then there's WCFO in East Point, Georgia, 1160 kilohertz, heard by Willis Monk in Old Fort, Tennessee, on the 11th of May at 10 p.m. Eastern Time with CBS News on the Hour for Atlanta. Their nighttime power is supposed to be 160 watts, but guess what? Their daytime power is 50,000. From Phil, by the way, IRCA, sad news of the death of former IRCA editor-in-chief and publisher Ralph Sansereno. He'd been bedridden with lung cancer since October, and he died around May 6th. You can see a lot of tributes to him in recent issues of DX Listening Digest. He's perhaps best known and remembered for the Sansereno medium wave loop he designed. SW Radio Africa for Zimbabwe appears to have canceled its broadcast via Rampisham, UK, at 17 to 19 UT on 12035. It's no longer mentioned on their website, and on May 11th, Jari Savolainen in Finland confirms that the channel was empty when he checked at 1700 after Russia had signed off. We assume they're still using a transmitter closer to Zimbabwe on 4880. ARRL Space Bulletin, May 12th, via Mike Terry says, scientists predict solar cycle 24 will peak in May 2013 with 90 sunspots on average, no higher than that. And they also now believe that the solar minimum occurred last December. Giampiero Bernardini says, propagation was better on May 12th when solar flux reached 74. But Boulder says it'll be down to 70 again between May 21st and June 4th. That's World of Radio 1460. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.